Amod Savannah, bat Eric Junan la Torah. Arise, Savannah, daughter of Eric and Junan, to the Torah. Hallelujah. So who presents Savannah to Yahweh, Elohim, and his Torah? You do. You guys. If you will stand with us. We're taking out our siddurs and turning to page 32. We're going through the Ein Kamocha in the Hebrew first, and then in the English.
Ein Kamocha V'Elohim Yahweh V'Ein Kemaseka Malchut Kamahut Kolamim U'meshaltika Mekador V'ador Yahweh Melech Yahweh Malach Yahweh Lo Le'olam V'ayel Yahweh Ozemor Yitain Yahweh Yevared Evamor Shalom. There is none like you among the mighty Yahweh, and there are no deeds like yours. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Yahweh reigns, Yahweh has reigned, Yahweh will reign forever and ever. May Yahweh give strength unto his people, and may Yahweh bless his people with peace.
Amen. She's going to be heading over with her father to open the ark. We'll be singing through the Torah procession on page 33. For those who know it. Vahia ben soa ha'aron ve'omer Moshe kuma Yahweh ve'afutsu oivecha ve'anusu mesinecha mepenecha ki mitzion tetze Torah. Ki mitzion tetze Torah, udavar Yahweh, me'arushalayim, baruch shenatan Torah, Torah, baruch shenatan Torah, Torah, le'amo Israel, b'kadushato. In English, and it came to pass when the ark moved forward, Moses said, "Rise up, O Yahweh, and let your enemies be scattered. Let them that hate you flee before you. For out of Zion shall go forth the Torah and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. Blessed is he in his holiness who gave the Torah to his people Israel." Amen. Again, it is for her to open it, her to discover, for Yahweh to open her eyes and pull away the veil. Now it is tradition, if you like to reach out a scripture or a siddur, your hand as we walk around, the idea is you're taking the word and putting it on your lips. So you touch it and bring it to your lips. You do not have to, but that's just a tradition as they walk around as a Torah procession.
I'll cleave to you, my Lord, upholding your precepts, obeying your commands. You will lead us, Father, into the promised land. I choose life, I choose blessing, I choose to honor you, my Lord. I choose life, I choose blessing, to live by your word. I choose life. You've called us to be a people, a nation set apart, your own prized possession, who will know the Father's heart. So we're turning back to you, Lord, to walk in your holy ways. As I stand between the mountains, I choose to obey. I choose life, I choose blessing, I choose to honor you, my Lord. I choose life, I choose to live by your word. I choose life. Decision, I'll cleave to you, my Lord. Upholding your precepts, obeying your commands, you will lead us, Father, into the promised land. I choose life, I choose blessing, choose to honor you, my Lord. I choose life, I choose blessing, I choose
Yahweh, humble rock.
Baruch Yahweh, rock, le'olam va'ed.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher bakar b'nu mekol ha'amim, v'natah lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, notein ha'torah.
Amen.
Bless Yahweh, who is to be praised.
Praise be Yahweh, who is blessed for all eternity.
Blessed are you, O Yahweh, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has chosen us from all peoples and given us your Torah. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Amen. Page 35 for the blessing before the half Torah.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu, melech ha'olam, asher bakar, binvin tovim, v'ratza v'divrehem, ha'ne'marim, b'emet. Baruch atah Yahweh, haboker Torah, uv Moshe abdo, uv Israel amo, uv invi'ei ha'met. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, our Elohim, King of the universe, who selected good prophets, delighting in their words, which were spoken truthfully. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, who chose the Torah, your servant Moses, your people Israel, and prophets of truth and righteousness. Bayet Kanan et Yahweh, Bayet Hahi Lamor. Adonai Yahweh, Ata Hahilota Leharot, et Adveka, et Gadleka, Vayet Yadeka. Hakazaka Asher Mi El Bashamayim Uvaretz Asher Yaase Kimaaseka Vehigvroteka.
Amen. And from the half Torah, which is Isaiah 40, verse 1.
Nakamu, nakamu, ami, yomar, Elohehem.
Amen. You go ahead and be seated for now. So, just to clarify, what she did is she read from her portion, the first few verses in Hebrew. We had them up here on the PowerPoint. Part of the reasons of going through a bar bat mitzvah, when she has all these basic prayers done, including the prayers over the wine and the bread at the end, she could literally walk into most synagogues. And if they were needed someone to go up and teach, she could go, she could pull open the siddur, she could go through the prayers, just like we did today. She would know the procession and how to walk with the scroll. She could open it, and if she had a week, she could have probably enough time to be able to read for the first few lines. It prepares a young person that if Yahweh were to call them to be a said light in one community, she has all the knowledge to be able to somewhat start all over again. She has all those knowledge. She has all the prayers. Now, all that knowledge is great. But what's important is being able to teach. To take the word that she's read, that she's been chewing on for a year, and be able to present it. So she's now going to be presenting her teaching from this week's Torah portion of what is important to her and what touched her heart.
Hello? Is it working? Okay.
You want to point it that way?
Oh, okay. All right, so my teaching is called Grasshoppers, and whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. So first we're going to identify the problem, and I'm going to read Numbers 13, 26, and 27. It says, "Now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Then they told him and said, 'We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit.'" So when it says they here, it's talking about the spies that they sent out to examine the land. And these are all positives about the land, that it truly flows with milk and honey, so it has everything that they desire. So next is Numbers 13, 28 through 29. It says, "Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan." So I underline the parts that show things that could be intimidating. So there are good things in the land that they want and they need, but there are big obstacles in the way. So now we're going to look at the positive and negative reports. And that brings us to Numbers 13:30. It says,
Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." So Caleb is the leader here, and he's giving them a pep talk, and he believes in them, and he thinks that they're able to take over the land that they need that has stuff that they want in it. So Caleb was confident in his people and their abilities. So now we're going to go to Numbers 13:30, and it says, "But the men who had gone up with him said, 'We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.' And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, 'The land through which we have gone as through as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people who we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight.'" So their leader, Caleb, was confident in their abilities, but the people themselves were not. They felt insignificant, like grasshoppers, to the giants, and they saw themselves as weak. So even though before that they said that there was stuff that was bountiful and plentiful that they needed in the land, now it says that it devours its inhabitants. So we're going to look at Yahweh's perspective on the situation, and that will bring us to Exodus 13:17. It says, "Then it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that Elohim did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For Elohim said, 'Lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt.'" So next we're going to look at the path that the Hebrews took on their journey. So the path that they took is the blue path, obviously. And then it said that they could have gone in that circle. Oh, I have a laser. For about 40 years, so they just went all around down here, and then they went in that circle, and that's what caused them to go for 40 years until they finally reached their destination. So we're going to look at another map, and this is the map of the desert just in general, and the path that the giants and the enemies took is this purple path, which leads straight to where they were trying to go. The green on the map represents places that are populated and where people live, and the brown part is just desert. So really, when it says that they walked through the desert for 40 years, it wasn't really a desert, and that there were really two paths. So the path that is purple really would have taken 40 days, but the path that they took 40 years. So the path that was longer, I feel like that was just Yahweh trying to train them so that they were ready to go and take over the land. The Hebrews walked all together about 850 miles, and the original path is like 200. So. Oh, 850 miles. So now they're going to face their fears. So Deuteronomy 2:31 through 34, it says, "And Yahweh said to me, 'See, I have begun to give Sihon and his land over to you. Begin to possess it, that you may inherit his land.' Then Sihon and all his people came out against us to fight at Jahaz. And Yahweh our Elohim delivered him over to us, so we defeated him, his sons, and all his people. We took all his cities at that time, and we utterly destroyed the men, women, and little ones of every city. We left none remaining." So Yahweh got them started by declaring that he had already given them the land, so then they felt a sense of possession over their land, and it gave them more motivation to go and take over it. So when they went in, they completely took everything. They utterly destroyed the men, women, and little ones, and they left nothing there. Which will bring us to Deuteronomy 2:36, and it says, "From Aroer, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, and from the city that is in the ravine as far as Gilead, there was not one city too strong for us. Yahweh our Elohim delivered all to us." So when they went in, they realized that they were the strongest and they weren't grasshoppers anymore. They felt big, so they were big, and they took over everything. Okay, Deuteronomy 3:3-5. "So Yahweh, our Elohim, also delivered into our hands Og, king of Bashan, with all of his people, and we attacked him until he had no survivors remaining. And we took all of his cities at that time. There was not a city which we did not take from them. 60 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og in Bashan. All these cities were fortified with high walls, gates, and bars beside a great many rural towns. So in this slide, I underlined all the things that could be intimidating to other people, because in the previous slides, I underlined those things that they were intimidated by. But I also thought it was interesting that at the bottom here, it says, all these cities were fortified with high walls, gates, and bars. And the last time that they said a city was fortified with high walls, gates, and bars, they used it as an excuse not to go up. But this time, they used it to brag about themselves, that even though it had all these things, we still took it over. So now we're going to be in Deuteronomy 3:11, and it says, for only Og, king of Bashan, remained the remnant of the giants. Indeed, his bedstead was an iron bedstead. Is it not Rabbah of the people of Ammon? 9 cubits its length and 4 cubits its width, according to the standard cubit. So a cubit is approximately how long like your forearm is. So we're going to demonstrate how long it is, so just so you got like an idea of how big Og was. So, all right, so.
Empty your hand.
Oh, it's really your whole hand, too, actually.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
So from me to Rabbi Paul, that's how long his bed was. So that's approximately how big he was. So he was huge. Okay, but he was the only one left remaining. And 4 cubits wide, which is pretty wide too. Deuteronomy 29:7. And when you came to this place, Sihon, king of Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, came against us to battle, and we conquered them. So no matter how big somebody was, they still took over the land, and they still conquered the biggest person there. This is more of like an afterthought. It says, it is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. So even though we may feel like giants are facing us in our situations and in everyday lives, and we may feel like small and insignificant, like a grasshopper, really Yahweh is on our side. So even if we do feel like a grasshopper, we're not. The other people are grasshoppers, and we can take over them in any situation we face. And so when I play volleyball, I kind of use that. So even though there was 3 people trying to block the ball, he still made it through. Because he knew that he was bigger than them, and he knew that he was stronger, and so he could conquer and win the game.
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem.
If you'll stand with us, please. Do you want to use that or use mine? Okay. Returning to page 34 for our Torah blessings.
Baruch atah Yahweh,
Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torah emet, v'chayei olam nata b'tokeinu. Baruch atah Yahweh, noten haTorah. Amen.
Blessed are you, O Yahweh, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has given us a Torah of truth and has planted life everlasting in our midst. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Amen. Page 36 for the blessings after the Torah, half Torah.
Baruch atah Yahweh,
Eloheinu melech haolam, Tzor kol olamim, Tzadik b'kol hadarot, Ha'el ha'neman, ha'omer v'yaseh, ha'mdaber u'chayim, shekod avarav, emed v'atzedek, ne'ma'ahan, atahu Yahweh Eloheinu, v'ne'manim devarecha, v'devarech ha'dmi v'arecha, akor yelashuv rekam, ki'el melek ne'man, v'rachaman atah, baruch atah Yahweh, ha'el ha'neman, shekod avarav.
Blessed are you, O Yahweh, our Elohim, King of the universe, Rock of ages, righteous throughout all generations. You are the faithful God, promising and then performing, speaking and then fulfilling, for all your words are true and righteous. Faithful are you, O Yahweh, our Elohim, and faithful are your words, for no word of yours shall remain unfulfilled. You are a faithful and merciful God and King. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, our Elohim, who is faithful in fulfilling your words.
Amen. If you will turn with me to page 35. Traditional for the scroll to be lifted up. As witnesses, you have to see it. Traditionally, you'd be seeing three columns of the actual scroll. She's asked her father to do this part. He will hold it up as we sing through the Torah closing at the top of page 35 for those who know it. Vezot haTorah asher shemoshe lifnei bnei Yisrael api Yahweh b'yad Moshe. And this is the Torah given to Moses to the children of Israel at the command of Yahweh. Now she'll be coming up and rolling it back together again, closing it up. It's okay. Sealing it, binding it. It's the idea of protecting His Word. It's almost the idea the same as when we... The idea that when we hear it, we put it in our heart and we lock it away. We don't want it stolen from us, taken from us. It is our treasure, and it is a part of Yahweh that's in our life. It's for her to put it away. Part of this is the reality, again, that it is her responsibility. She carries the word now. While her parents are there to teach her, it is her responsibility. And part of that responsibility is continuing to put His word in His heart, in her heart, to hold on to it and to seek it and ask that Yahweh continue to reveal those words in her life. If you turn to page 37, as we close out this part of the service, as we each declare how His Word is our life, the length of our days, with Eitz Chaim.
Eitz Chaim.
Hem hi, lama kazim kimba. Vetom hecha meushar devrachecha rahai noam vekonotivotecha shalom hashivenu Yahweh elecha v'navshuva kadesh kadesh yameinu.
It is a tree of life to those
who take hold of it, and happy are those who support it. Its ways are ways of pleasantness, and all its paths are peace. Turn us, Yahweh, to you, and we shall come in your days as of old. Amen. So I'm going to ask my parents to come up and stand up here. in the front. As I, for the first time, introduce Savannah with her new name. And not specifically new to Savannah, but the connection to it. I introduce to you Savannah Bat Mitzvah, Bat Avraham, Bat Israel, Savannah, daughter of the commandments of the covenant, daughter of Israel, daughter of Abraham, daughter of Yahweh.